Hello, Mr. Dennis. How are you?
Good, Gerardo. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, good. I hate just working.
Working is good, right? Pays the bills.
Yeah. What's going on, Mr. Dennis?
Not much. Just checking in. Last time we spoke, you were looking at some options, so I just wanted to see where that's at so I can make a good decision to follow up with you later.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say the truth. You know, I want to get the loan. We're working on the tax return.
Well, you don't really need a tax return for purchasing equipment.
Well, but if we buy equipment, right?
Yeah, they don't look at your tax return for equipment. I mean, sometimes they do, but they usually only do that for very large companies, like companies that do, like, you know.
And this time, how much is we approved for at this time?
I'd say safely you're approved for at least $35,000, $33,000, you know, in that ballpark.
Oh, okay, $35,000. Yeah, so it's good amount.
it's enough to be dangerous with, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, and the interest. It depends, right?
It depends, yeah. I mean, I don't know the interest until I get the loan approved and they send me back the payments. But you should be, you know, we try to take care of our customers, and as long as you come back to us, we're going to try to get a better rate than you had before.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me speak with my brother. Let's see what we can do, because I don't know if you remember. I can make a loan for me for pay the credit cards and. You know, put my payments on time. I don't know if you remember that. I asked you for $25,000, and you sent me the email for. I have to put, you know, the tax return, the 6 months of the bank statement, and all the stuff. And I'm gonna speak with him, and we can buy another equipment, or we can ask for the loan.
We have other loans as well. We have we have cash advances off your current sales. We can actually lend you a loan, a short term loan, to pay off, you know, any other debt if you wanted to look into that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's gonna be the best thing to do, because you know, if I pay, I only have three or four credit cards. If I pay those and I put my whole payment on time. So maybe they
if you do that first. If you take a cash loan from us and you pay off your credit cards, your credit score will jump up quick. I mean,
yeah,
it usually takes about 30 days.
Yeah, so if we can do something like that, I'm gonna do it, because, you know, I want to have just one payment of every month, not like one payment for all for.
Well, just so you know, if I do a loan for you, like, in that aspect, you'll have a payment every day. It'll be a daily payment, but it's going to be spread out over 21 business days, so it's a little bit different, but it's actually better, because it doesn't report on your personal credit, and also actually helps you build business credit, and it's renewable, so that means that if you're halfway paid into it, you can actually renew for more money at a longer term and more money, and a lower cost of funds as well, so... There's a lot of advantages to it, but
Is there any way, like, you can send me like an example, like to my email, an example, like how that works, like?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. How much would you be looking for? Actually, let me ask you this: how much did you make last year? Do you know what your gross annual sales were?
Well, I didn't know, because we.
How much do you bring in every month before taxes?
Before taxes.
Before taxes, yeah.
Well, on
see,
the
we're
truck
different.
On,
we pride
truck.
Ourselves on the fact that we actually look at the bigger number, not the smaller number. So, if you give me an example, I can email you an example of what your loan might look like over 12 months.
Yeah,
you know.
On my personal account or the business?
The business. We can only look at business. I only work for a business bank. I used to do personal loans, but that was not as much fun. I like working with business better.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because on the trucks, gross on my business of the trucks, it's 6,000 every week. Like 6,000 to 7,000 every week, so it's gonna be like almost like 14, almost 30,000. But you have to deduct about the fuel and the drivers and you know the other stuff.
So you're probably doing about 400,000 a year, close to like 375,000 to 400,000 a year gross. You know before,
yes.
Before uh-huh. gas taxes, payroll, before the. Before the white man actually takes all your money away.
yeah, so I don't know. You know, I think with the 20,000, I can make you know my payment on current and you know my credit is gonna like go do a big jump.
I think I can do 20,000, no problem. But I do need to. I need for you to give me 6 months of bank statements and your last tax return.
Okay.
Just so I can show that to my underwriting department so they can approve it based off your current sales.
Okay.
But no, we can definitely do that.
Okay. Well, let me try to do that, and I'm going to come to my counter, and he's going to work in on the last, because the last year I report, like, too much losses.
But we don't look at losses. We only look at gross. So we're different than most banks. If you have a good accountant, keep him. we know how it works. We're not stupid. You know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, because on the shop, you know, we move a lot of cash on the shop.
No, that's good. That's good.
On the truck,
always do that.
On the trucks, we don't move like they pay me every like they pay me like. Checks or cam checks, they work different.
No, that's good.
I can put that money out of the way, you know, because
if I owned a business, Charter, I would actually pay you cash because it's I don't have to show that I paid you that, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody has to know, and I don't have to pay taxes on that.
That's true. Okay, if you want to send me an example, Mr. Dennis, for the 20,000. I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to start to working on the tax return in the 6 months of the back-end statement. So.
Yeah, let me make sure I have the correct email address for you. Do you still use...
Gerardo Roman, 16.
Mira. Yep. Gerardo Roman.
16.
26 at arpel.com.
Hey,
I'm trying to work in my Spanish, so...
No, that's good.
Gerardo Roman Vitesis, hotmail.com.
.com, correct.
All right, buddy, I'll send you an email. Yeah, but when do you think you can show that to me? Because I can show you numbers really fast, but I need to obviously get some information back from you.
I'm gonna start working on that next week.
Next week? Okay, no problem. It's a three-day weekend. All the Americanos are going to have barbecues and drinking Coors Lights and being loco. Being Americanos. All right, buddy, I will send you the email, and just whenever you get the time, no big deal. I'll call you back on Thursday of next week, or Thursday or Friday of next week.
Good. All right, sounds good.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too, Mr. Dennis. Thank you so much.
Adios, amigo.
Bye-bye.
Bye.